Blog Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. I'm your host, Psychic Medium Michael, and I appreciate you tuning into the program today. If you would like to be a part of the show by calling in, you can do so by dialing this number, 347-327-9316 is the call number to the program. So that way I get to talk to you and you get the answers that you're seeking. There's several callers ahead of you already, but we'll be taking calls here real short. Right after I pray, we'll be taking your phone calls. Let's go ahead and go to prayer. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for everything that you do for us, seen and unseen. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for this program and the listeners that listen to it. And Father, Mother, God, I pray that you meet their needs physically, spiritually, emotionally, that you just bless them in every area of their lives. And then be able to help them today by reading for them. So I say namaste and I say amen. Let's go ahead and take the first call. You're calling in from 216. You're on air with me.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Happy Sunday.
All right. We're having one of those dreary days, and this Sunday, all I want to do is sleep. Can't wake up.
Yeah, I think that's in everybody, but... Yeah, it wasn't as hot a summer as it was last year, but I think, you know, the sleepiness is in everyone lately. I agree. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So how can I help you today?
Well, my question to you is I'm waiting for an answer this week. Am I going to get a go-ahead, a yes? I'm sure the spirits are going to know what I'm asking. Yeah.
Yeah, they know what you're asking about. I seem like a big, huge yes. So... I would say that's taken care of. So
it's taken care of by the middle of the week. Can they give you? Oh, wonderful! Will it be by? I know. Yeah. So that's so specific. Will it be by Friday?
Yeah, it looks like it will come to your frame of mind on Thursday.
Thank you. Okay, I believe it. It's going to be a yes, isn't it? Oh.
Yep, it's a yes.
Thank you, Michael.
Yeah.
That's all I needed.
No
Listen,
problem.
Blessings to you. Have a good day, okay?
Thank you. I will. You
Bye.
Too. All right, thanks for calling in. Okay, let's go ahead and speak to the next caller. You're calling in the 219. You're on air with me.
Hello, Michael.
Yes, how can I help?
Yes, I have a question. It's about my relationship. I'm... wondering if it's a good time to end it.
Yeah, I feel like that's coming to a close. I feel like that you're just not compatible anymore. And so you guys are moving apart. But I feel like that once you move apart and go through the grieving part of, you know, relationships ending, I feel a very positive energy around you after this is taken care of. And there'll be somebody else out there, romantic wise, once you're ready for that to happen again.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. I appreciate you calling in.
Mm-hmm.
Bye. Yeah. You know, sometimes we know it's time to leave, and even though we know it, it's hard. I mean, to end things and to go through that period of grieving. And I mean, I've been there. I've had relationships which ended pretty bluntly and fast. And, you know, it's hard when they end, but you can recover. Things will get better for you. Go ahead and speak to the next caller, 617. You're on air with me. Well,
hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Thank you. I want to know, you know, I don't think I have a question. I just lost my question.
Okay.
I just
That's
lost
okay.
my question.
I'll pull some cards for you, and let's see if we can get some answers.
Okay, great. Okay.
The first card I pulled for you is the manifestation card. Things are getting ready to manifest themselves. Mm-hmm. You've been asking for something. I don't know what that something is, but you've been asking for it over and over and never thinking it was going to happen. But I believe it's going to happen, and doors are going to open for you. I keep seeing, I don't know if this is you or somebody else, but I also see, like, something with business. Like, you're going to start a business.
Yeah, I've been thinking about wanting to go into my own business.
Yeah,
I've been thinking about going into my own
that.
Business.
Yeah, I keep seeing that pretty strongly, so you might, you know, just test the water a little bit and see what's out there for you. But I immediately picked that up, so focus on that.
Oh, that's very good. That's very good.
Okay.
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
And you as well. Many blessings to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Let's go ahead and take the Skype call, 111. Hold on. Okay. Everybody skip the beat and head. Phone number. Hi. Hello. Okay. We'll move on to the next caller. 917, you're on air with me. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How can I help you?
Hello? I'm
Hello.
Fine.
How can I help?
Thank you. Yes, hi. I would like to ask a question about my relationship with my boyfriend, Sean.
Okay. Have you guys been having some struggles lately? I feel some struggles.
Yeah, it was a while back. Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's been back a little bit.
Yeah.
I feel conflict when I'm tapping into this. I just feel like it's like a tug of war almost going on. But I feel like you guys can work this out and things will go better for you. Like starting in September, I feel like things will get better in this relationship. Okay?
Okay, you said starting in September. Okay, he had an ex named Tammy that was trying to get in touch with him. Do you see what's going on with that?
I don't see that.
Okay. So she's not. Okay, so it'll be okay by September, yeah.
And
okay.
She's not really going to be.
You don't see
picture.
What he's upset about?
I don't know what he's upset about.
Oh, okay.
He's just upset right now. But I would try reaching out to him and see if you get a response. But otherwise, I
would No, we're talking, and he says, I love you. He just works, you know, he works a lot. So, no, he still says, I love you, but I just, you know, just wanted to see where he saw it going. Mm-hmm. So maybe he's still upset about something from before.
Yeah, I think something's
okay,
eating at
you.
Him. Okay, thank you. You have a good day.
Oh, okay. Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye bye. Okay, let's give you my website address. If you want to set up a full reading with me? It is www.insightswithmichael.net. Again, that website address is www.insightswithmichael.net. So, I would love for you to get a full reading from me because I can only do short readings here on air, and usually I have a lot more information than I can give you in a phone call on the show. So you just need to reach out and then get up a reading. So 917, you're on air with me.
Hey, Michael, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. My question is regarding my best friend. We had a fight about a month ago, and we both apologized. And he said he still wanted to be a friend, but he just needs a little time off, which I understand. That was a month ago. And we ran into each other at the gym maybe twice. You know, we were friendly towards each other, but the communication is not there. Like, we don't call each other anymore. We don't text. And I'm not doing it because he wants some space. So I'm just trying to figure out when things are going to get back on track, or should I kind of reach out or just leave it alone and wait for him?
I get that you need to wait on him to reach out to you. So that's just one that I'm picking up. I feel like that they need to make the next step, which is, you know, contacting you. And this, I believe this can be worked out. You know, I would say the first part of September, this should be behind you. So that's not very far off if you look at a calendar.
So I should just leave it wait for him to reach out, you know, and just be friendly when we run into each other. That's it.
Right. Yeah.
And do you go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, so you see him reaching out to me.
Yeah, he needs to reach out to you. You've done all you can do on your end. You know,
okay.
The next step would be them reaching out to you. So I would just wait, and you'll hear from them. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate your help, as usual.
No problem. I appreciate you
calling in.
You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and look at the week ahead by using angel cards. We're going to look at the week ahead as it starts on Monday. So Monday, we have divine guidance as we step into that. We can, you know, call on our angels and ask them for direction. And the first card I pulled is divine guidance. On Tuesday, we're going to have a playful spirit. Who wants to play, wants to reach out to our inner child and just relax. So next card would be for Wednesday. Wednesday, we need to pull back a little bit. We're feeling overwhelmed by the middle of the week, and things are getting a little tight and tense, so we just need to reach out and let Spirit bless us. You know, a lot of us, you know, burn the candle at both ends, so we need to learn how to balance. So that will be Thursday's card, is the balance card, finding our emotional balance and our spiritual balance. Sometimes we get into our heads, and a lot of the times, and we need just to focus on that. So next card I pulled is the Harmony card. Definitely as you're coming to the end of a work week, you have some harmony coming into play here. And Spirit's going to bless you abundantly. Surrender and release is the next card I pulled. A lot of us are still holding on to some past hurts, some past emotional things. And we just need to release those to our angels for healing and guidance. The next card I pulled is ideas and inspiration. By the end of the week, there will be some ideas that you have that you would want to jot down on paper. I really feel like journaling is a key for all of us right now. Let your spirit guide, channel through you and speak through you, and just trust them. But that's the week ahead. And we have another phone call that came in. So let's go ahead and take it. It's 954. You're on air with me.
Hi, Michael. It's Ann. I don't know what happened, but I had you all set up to listen an hour ago. And then when I looked for the lineup, I couldn't find you. And it just popped up on my email. I said, oh, no, I'm going to miss the show. Well,
no,
anyway, thank you.
You're not missing.
Thank you for taking my call. I'll go back and listen to the prior. I hope you're doing well. The reason I'm calling is I took in a friend or an acquaintance, I should say, for a short time to help both of us with our finances and some health problems we've been having, and it didn't turn out real well, and the person left last week. However, in the meantime, well, he borrowed my car one day, and somebody ran into it, and so he still needs to get it repaired for me like he promised, and he owes me a week's rent. So I'm wondering what you see, if things are going to turn out okay.
Yeah, I feel like that they will. I feel good about this, that it's going to work out for you. The win would be, looks like by the end of the next week coming. So you should hear something by the end of the week.
So. And will he do what he promised?
Yeah, I feel like he will. Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like he's distracted right now a little bit.
Yeah, he's got a lot on his plate, I understand. It's just we're just not really compatible in a living situation. He was helping me with some things in the past. I'm just wondering if he would help me with a certain thing that he was helping me with in the future sometime. Because it's his business.
I feel like he will. Looks like about middle of September, things are getting a little better with the situation.
Okay. And as far as my financial situation, am I going to be able to stay in place, or am I going to have to make a move, or what do you see as far as me holding
up? Yeah, I feel like you will meet the requirements for you to stay where you are. I don't see you having to move anytime soon.
Right now I'm feeding 8 cats and 3 kittens, so it's tough.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure it is. But
I'm hoping to find a home for some.
Yeah, I feel like that some things will open up so you can, maybe get rid of some of the animals. So.
Yeah, I need to, because it's expensive and it's just too much work, and right now my health isn't permitting it to really continue.
Right.
So
yeah.
I'm glad I caught at least the end of the show. I'll go back and listen. Will you be on again next weekend? Or?
Yeah, we'll be on next weekend. Yeah.
Okay. I hope things are going well for you, Michael. I'll go back and listen. Thank you so much for taking my call.
No,
have a
no
blessed
problem.
Week.
You have a great day. All
you
right.
Too.
Bye-bye. Yeah. I'm excited, actually, about the week ahead. I don't know, I got like chills. I'm meaning that, confirmation from my angels, that something good is going to happen. And we have to be open to that. Sometimes, we're looking for a blessing in a certain way, and Spirit comes in and blesses us in a different way than what we're expecting. And sometimes that can be a little confusing, but I feel good about the week ahead. Once everybody goes through, some trials. Like I say, the work week ahead looks like Monday and Tuesday will be a little rocky for a lot of us that are intuitive. But just remember, this too shall pass. But Monday and Tuesday look a little iffy on some things. But so you just have to stay strong and just, call upon your spirit guide and work with your spirit guide. And my spirit guide is funny. His name is Steven, and I have a full-body channel for him. I do feel like that he's going to be speaking on there pretty soon. I've sort of kept him quiet, but he wants to talk, and so I will allow that to happen. Maybe next weekend he'll channel and give us some insight into our lives. So, all right. I feel like that we are done for today. So I'm getting ready to close out. Let me give you my website address. Again, it is www.insightswithmichael.com. Anne@ANNAMedia.net. Over there you can set up a reading with me. And also you can make a donation to the show. It does cost money to be on Blog Talk. We're on a free 30-minute show right now. I would like to be on more, but I don't have the finances to have that happen right now. So if you can help, I appreciate it. You know, I'm not asking one person to pay the whole amount, but I'm asking, you know, each one of us to do the best we can. If you have some spare money and you're interested in the show continuing forward, just let me know and make a donation. And so that's said about that. You know, a lot of us are going through, at the beginning of the show, we were talking about sleepiness, and I feel like a lot of us are going through this phase right now where you can hardly keep your eyes open, and you're just wanting to sleep. I feel like that a lot of us are going through some changes right now, energy-wise, and so that is what's going on. And release whatever comes up, and then move forward. All right? Okay, I'm going to close out, and I will talk to you next weekend. Be on Saturday next week at 4 o'clock p.m. Central Time. So, peace be with you, and I'll talk to you next weekend. Bye-bye for now.
Peace be with you.